Exclusive: we beat them on COVID and we will stop them on transgenderism, says my son Hunter star Lawrence Fox. By Kurt Zindelka on July 16, 2023. The people stopped the attempted globalist takeover during the Chinese coronavirus and they will rise up against the tyrannical transgenderism movement, Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox said. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart London, Lawrence Fox, the star of My Son Hunter and the leader of the anti-woke Reclaim Party, said that he believes that the age of transgenderism will go down in history similar to the McCarthy era and will be seen as a strange blip in history. We stopped them on COVID. They thought that we'd all have vaccine passports by now, but we don't. And we'll stop them on the transgender stuff because there's enough of us that don't want it to happen, he said. Fox, who is running for Parliament to replace Boris Johnson in the former PM's vacated Uxbridge seat in North London in the by-election on Thursday, has become a leading voice against the far-left LGBTQ2A+ movement in Britain. The actor-turned-political campaigner explained that while he supports tolerance, acceptance, and love, he feels that the ideas of the increasingly radical pride movement have become incorporated with seemingly unrelated far-left ideologies, pointing to the ever-evolving progress pride flag as an example. Suddenly they start throwing a Black Lives Matter chevron on the flag. What's that got to do with you have sex with, who cares? And then it's got a brown one for anyone who happens to be brown, from Mongolia to Manitoba. It doesn't matter. You're just brown, sorry, which to me seems racist to me, Fox said. And then you've got the child mutilation part of it. In the transgender part, which is basically really homophobic anyway, because it's saying you're just in the wrong body. You're not attracted to the same sex, and they're doing this stuff to children. The Reclaim Party leader argued that the leftist lurch of the LGBTQ2A+ movement has ultimately done a lot of damage to average gay and lesbian people and how they are viewed by society. They have captured a movement that everybody in a civilized society should get behind, which is supporting gay lesbian rights, Fox said, adding, that's why I set fire to that flag. Because that flag is a homophobic and racist flag. The most pressing issue for Fox and the Reclaim Party, however, is the impact that the ideology has had on children. For Fox, it is a personal issue, with two young boys currently going through Britain's woke education system, where anti-straight white male rhetoric is becoming more and more prevalent. In order to combat the extremist ideologies being taught in British schools, Mr. Fox's campaign group, the Bad Law Project, is preparing to sue the allegedly conservative government over claims that the Department of Education is failing to safeguard children from far-left sex lessons from third-party providers hired by schools. The planned legal action from the Bad Law Project, which was announced during a House of Commons event on Thursday, will represent multiple families who claim that their child had suffered medical or psychological harm as a result of being indoctrinated with radical theories about sex and gender. Bad Law Project lawyer Anna Ludfi told the Epoch Times that they believe the Department of Education has totally failed to maintain safeguarding policies because teaching and promoting gender ideology, the idea that you're born in the wrong body, is promoting self-harm amongst children, and now it's reached levels of social contagion. Mr. Fox told Breitbart that there is a growing rage in this country at what's being taught to our children in schools and that the material being permitted to be taught to children is horrifying to parents. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.